All right, today we're going to talk about Prusbul. There is a halacha that you may have heard announced in your shuls that every 7 years on Erev Shemitah, we make a Prusbul in case, or if we have any loans, if we lent anyone money, in order to be able to collect that loan, we have to make a Prusbul. The idea of the Prusbul is that there is a din in the Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, that when a person borrows money from you, when you lend money to somebody else, Shemitah Mishametas, the Shemitah cancels the loan, and there's an Issadar Raisa to go after that loan, to go after the money, after Shemitah has already cancelled the loan. There is a question in the Rishonim whether Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, in the Gemara actually, whether Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. The Gemara says explicitly, it says clearly in a couple of places, notably Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, that Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh is only Midarabanan, that Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh does not work Midaraisa. There's even a Shita that's quoted in the Ramah in Chosh Mishpat Siman Samach Zayin that holds that there's not even Shemitah's Ksafim Midrabanan, that there's no Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh. But the idea basically is that when there's a din of Yovel Midaraisa, there's a din of Shemitah Midaraisa. But when there's no Yovel Daraisa, there's no Shemitah Midaraisa either. So either it's that it's Midrabanan or that it doesn't exist. We generally assume, not like that Shita quoted in the Ramah, which I believe is the Shita of the Ravid and the Bala Ma'ar, we generally assume not like that Shita that says that there's no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. We assume there is Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, but it's only a din Midrabanan. So, because there is a din of Shemitah, all loans would be cancelled coming this Rosh Hashanah, coming in a few days from now, all previous loans would be cancelled until Hillel came along. Tznanos, and the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, Prusbul ain't a mishamit. If a person writes a Prusbul, then Shemitah does not cancel his loan. Ze echad min advarim shehiskin Hillel Hazaken. And this is one of the takanos that Hillel Hazaken made. And the Gemara explains, why did he make this takana? Because he saw there is a mitzvah in the Torah that if someone needs money, you're supposed to lend them money. But people were refraining from lending money because they saw that they wouldn't be able to get their money back. Shemitah would just come and cancel the loan. And the Gemara, the Torah itself in Parshas Re'eh tells us very terrible things about people who don't want to lend money. It's called the Belial, that you can have a davar mevavcha Belial, that you can have this terrible idea in your heart not to lend money. That's a terrible thing. So Hillel, in order to encourage people to lend money, developed a mechanism by which Shemitah won't cancel any of the loans. And that mechanism is called Prusbul. What is Prusbul? So the Gemara says, it involves going in front of Dayanim and telling them, Mosarni lechem ploni, Dayanim shem makom ploni. I hereby give you Dayanim, and you identify the Dayanim in this place, that any chov that I have by a certain guy that I want to collect, that I should be able to collect it whenever I want. And the Dayanim sign, Prusbul. Now he's allowed to collect after Shemitah. Asks the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. There's a din d'oraisa that Shemitah cancels alone. Rabbi Hillel is going to come along and he's going to change all the... What rabbi has the authority to go around changing din d'oraisa? Rav Shachlowe says that Hillel is the hero of every reform rabbi. That here a rabbi comes along and he gets to change all the din d'oraisa. No more kashra, Shabbos, Taras, he can do whatever he wants. So the Gemara asks the kashra. The Gemara says, Umik, amidi, din d'oraisa, mishamta, shviyas, viskin, hill, delo, mishamta. Is there such a din that a d'oraisa, Shemitah is going to be misham, Shemitah is going to cancel? And Hillel is going to come and say no? So Amar Abaye b'shviyas b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. We must be talking about Shemitah b'zman hazeh, and we're assuming like Shitas Rebbe that Shemitah b'zman hazeh, Shemitah's Ksafim b'zman hazeh is only Midrabanan. And that's why Hillel was able to be misakein the idea of Prusbul. Now, the mechanism of Prusbul is that the way Prusbul works is that there is a concept that works midaraisa called Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din. If you have a bunch of shtaros that people owe you money, you can go to Beis Din before the Shemitah year and say, you know what? I'm not collecting the money anymore. They're your shtaros, Beis Din. You collect the money. And Beis Din is then allowed to collect even after Shemitah. That works on a daraisa level. What Hillel did was, he decided through the mechanism of Prusbul that you no longer need to gather all your shtaros Charos and actually physically bring them to the Basin and give them to the Basin. It's an institutionalized Moser Shtoros of the Basin, a streamlined Moser Shtoros of the Basin, where with one little document that you write on the spot, without bringing any of your other documents, you can symbolically give all of your shtoros to Basin, that Basin is allowed to collect them. Now the major question is, what kind of Basin does one need in order to make a prosbul? The Rush in the Rush in Maseches Gittin, Perek Dalet Os Yud Gimel, quotes three shitos in terms of what kind of Basin you need. See, the Gemara says that you need a Basin. The Gemara quotes a shita of Shmuel that you need like the Beidin of the Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, like the Basin of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who are very expert judges, and that's what you need in order to create a prosbul. So the Rush quotes three shitos. Who are the three shitos? Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam changes his mind. So two of three of the three are Rabbeinu Tam. First sheet of Rabbeinu Tam earlier on in his life said that we can't do prosbul bizman hazeh, because find a rabbi, good luck finding a Beis Din that's as qualified as Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Doesn't exist. So no matter how great you think your rabbi is, he's not Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. No prosbul bizman hazeh. Can't do it. Not a possibility. But then, says the Rosh, v'shuv chazar bo Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam later changed his mind, and he himself wrote prosbuls. But he insisted that you need a Beis Din Choshuv Shebador, that you don't need people quite on the level of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, but at least you need a Beis Din Choshuv Shebador, a very respected, expert Beis Din, that Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, just like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, were the Dayanim in their times. So nowadays we also have expert Dayanim, so you find a Beis Din of expert Dayanim, and that Beis Din can make a prosbul. But you cannot do like a Taurus Nadarim business, where you pull three people aside on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's any three random Jews that you make a basin out of, says Rabbeinu Tam. You cannot do that. Then the Rosh says, "V'lo mistavrachi." I don't think that's true. Elo mashmadani amaray basray leslu ad Shmuel. He says, "I don't think we pass like Shmuel at all." When Shmuel says you need a basin like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, I don't think we pass like that, because he says if you look in the Gemara, there were a lot of other rabbanim that also made prosbuls, and if you look in the Rif, when the Rif quotes this halacha, he doesn't quote the halacha of Shmuel. He doesn't quote the din of Shmuel that you need an expert based in order to make a prosbul. So the Rosh says, "What quality qualifies as a basin for a prosbul? Anybody. Any Shomri Torah mitzvahs who are not related to the Malva or the Lova. You got to be careful that you're not related. A lot of times, since the lender is the one that comes to make the prosbul, you have to make sure to ask him, am I related to anyone who borrowed money from you? I was making a prosbul last night for someone, and I said, am I related to anyone who borrowed money from you? And the guy thought about it, and he said, yes, you actually are. So that I couldn't be the dayan on that prosbul. You have to make sure that you're not related to any of the borrowers, anyone who is either the lender or the borrower or any of the other dayanim. So the reason I'm mentioning all of this background is because there's a big difference between Rabbeinu Tam number two and the Shita of the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam number two holds you need an expert Beis Din. The Shita of the Rush is you don't need an expert Beis Din. So we would say, okay, so let's just try to be machmir, right? Let's just try to do like Rabbeinu Tam number two and get an expert Beis Din. But that would be very impractical. Because if we were to have to actually storm the offices of the Beis Din of America with thousands of people coming to make a prosbul on Erev Rosh Hashanah, it would be crazy. You know, Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz and Rabbi Willig and whoever else is there, they would just be bombarded with attempts at a prosbul because they are the expert dayanim. It would be crazy. So there was another suggestion that was made, which was that you don't necessarily need the dayanim to be there. Maybe you can declare that you are being moser your shtaros to an expert Beis Din, and witnesses will sign that they witnessed you making that declaration that you are being moser your shtaros to that Beis Din, even though that Beis Din's not even there, it's not even present. The witnesses will just sign, and that would satisfy Rabbeinu Tam number two that you need expert dayanim, but it creates its own separate leniency, it creates its own separate problem in that the Beis Din's not even there. So it is a bit of a jump from what Hillel was misakein. Hillel was misakein to go in front of a Beis Din. Here you're not even in front of a Beis Din. It's one thing to say that you don't actually have to physically give your shtaros, but to then go the next level and say you don't even need the Beis Din there, that's also a little bit of a chiddush. So whichever way you hold, whether you hold like Rabbeinu Tam number two or you hold like the Rush, you're going to be sacrificing something. So that's what, but both of them are acceptable la'alacha. Shulchan Aruch, we accept both forms of prosbul la'alacha. If you go on the RCA website, or if you go on any place where you can find documents, Jewish legal documents, you will find two different forms of prosbul. One form of prosbul, if you were to read it in English, it says, I hereby turn over to you the judges, and it has three blanks for three names of judges, all the debts that are owed to me, etc. And the judges themselves sign, the dayanim themselves sign. The other form is, in the presence of the undersigned two witnesses, there appeared before us this guy who declared before us that, be my witnesses that I am submitting all the debts owed to me to the Beis Din of America in New York, comprised of the following judges, Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Rabbi Shlomo Weissman, whoever the expert judges are that you identify. So the first of those forms is a rush form, where you're the Shitas HaRash, where the Dayanim are right there and Dayanim are not experts. The second of those forms is a Rabbeinu Tam form, where it has to be expert Dayanim, but they don't necessarily have to be there. Either one is perfectly kosher. A few more details about Prosbul that are important to know. First of all, in order for Prosbul to work, the borrower has to own land. It doesn't have to be a lot of land, and it doesn't really have to be ownership, even if he rents land, Schiris Kanya for this purpose, but he has to have some real estate somewhere. Most of the time that's the case. The only time where it's not the case, where a person usually doesn't, because most people have to live somewhere, unless a person's homeless, they rent an apartment or something, they have something. But when you're dealing with Bachrim, a lot of times it's not the case, because why does a Bachrim own real estate? So then it could be that you need to be makna him some land in order for the prosbul to work. Another important thing is that the borrower doesn't need to be there. I got a few emails yesterday, I borrowed money from someone but I don't want everyone to know about it, so can we do the prosbul privately? We do better than do it privately. You don't have to be there. The borrower doesn't have to be there. Only the lender has to be there. He's the one that does the prosbul, and the borrower doesn't even have to be mentioned. It just says, anyone who borrowed money from me. So it covers all the loans that this lender made. Another important thing is that if a person didn't make any loans, then you don't need a prosbul. Prosbul is only if you actually lend somebody money and you want the money back. Some people, dafka, lend money right after they write the prosbul. They lend $5 to someone so they can be kind of in the midst of Shemitah, that they could allow the Shemitah to cancel the loan. And that leads us to the next point, that the prosbul only works for loans that were already made at the time that you wrote the prosbul. So if you wrote your prosbul 2 weeks ago, and now you lend somebody money now, the prosbul is not going to work for the loan that you just made right now. There's also machlokas rishonim, whether Shemitah cancels the loan at the beginning of the Shemitah year or at the end of the Shemitah year. We paskin at the end of the Shemitah year, not at the beginning of the Shemitah year. There are those people that are choshesh that write a prosbul both at the beginning of the Shemitah year, meaning which Rosh Hashanah is it? Is it the Rosh Hashanah that begins Shemitah or the Rosh Hashanah after Shemitah? We paskin it's the Rosh Hashanah after Shemitah, but some people wrote a prosbul last year as well. I was listening to a shir from Rabbi Sabalovsky. He said that he had a guy call him once the year after Shemitah. So I need to write a prosbul. So he said, you're off by a year, meaning like next year. He said, you're off by a year. The guy said, what do you mean? I thought you have to do it every year of Rosh Hashanah. Like, you know, you go to the mikveh and you ask mechila from people and you do Ataras Nedarim and you write a prosbul. No, it's only once every 7 years, or twice if you want to be machmir to do it at the beginning as well. The halacha is, even if you lose the prosbul, we still assume it was written, because we have the right to assume that something that's so easy to do, the whole process takes mamish 2 minutes. So something that's so easy to do, we assume that a person did, and he has a ne'amanus that he wrote a prosbul, even if he can't produce the actual document. One last important halacha, the Gemara Maseches Makos and Daf Gimel Amud Beis tells us, Amar Rabbi Dor Shmuel, Hamalva es chaveru le'eser shanim, ein shvius meshamtasa, that if a person lends someone money for 10 years, that the due date, it's not for another 10 years, Shemitah won't cancel the loan. I bet there was a Shemitah within that 10 years, at least one Shemitah within that 10 years, so how come Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan? Because Shemitah will only cancel the loan once the loan comes due. So if the loan is not yet due, Shemitah is not going to cancel the loan. So if, let's say, someone doesn't have the ability to make a prosbul, there's another easy way around it. The other easy way is make the due date, get the borrower to agree to a due date that's at least, that's Gimel Tishrei or later, that's after Rosh Hashanah. And if the due date's after Rosh Hashanah, then if you have a specified due date for after Rosh Hashanah, then that's not going to cancel the loan. So if you lent anyone money, it's important to know. This is a unique halacha we do every 7 years, that a person should make a prosbul.